This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Here we are again each weekday morning at the same time we meet together to spend some time together with God. And you know, it's so important to spend time with God alone, but it is also great to spend time with God together with other people. Time where you're listening to God, responding to Him, praying, talking to Him. When you get together with other people, sometimes we feel like there has to be an agenda. We have to be studying a certain study or reading a book or watching some video or listening to a sermon. But sometimes there's great value in just opening the Bible together and starting to read and just stopping to pray and talking about what's in it. That's what we want to do together. We're going through the book of John in the Bible, and it's a beautiful portrait of Jesus Christ. We come today to chapter 5 of John. Verse 1 says, "After these things, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool, which is called, in Hebrew, Bethesda, having five porticos. In these lay a multitude of those who were sick, blind, lame, and withered, waiting for the moving of the waters. For an angel of the Lord went down at certain seasons into the pool and stirred up the water. Whoever then first, after the stirring of the water, stepped in was made well from whatever disease with which he was afflicted. And a certain man was there who had been 38 years in his sickness." That's a long time, isn't it? "When Jesus saw him lying there, and knew that he had already been a long time in that condition, he said to him, 'Do you wish to get well?'" An interesting question, isn't it? "The sick man answered him, 'Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. But while I am coming, another steps down before me.'" He's there because it's his only place of hope, but really he's given up hope. What chance is there for me? "Jesus said to him, 'Arise, take up your pallet, and walk.' And immediately the man became well, and took up his pallet, and began to walk." It's an amazing story, isn't it? Why would God let that man be so sick for so long? Well, God was wanting to get that man's attention, wasn't he? And to use this moment as an opportunity to demonstrate who Jesus really was. He didn't have to wait for the special time when the waters would be stirred up. When he decided, he was able to heal that man. It says, "Now it was the Sabbath on that day. Therefore the Jews were saying to him who was cured, 'It is the Sabbath, and it is not permissible for you to carry your pallet.' But he answered them, 'He who made me well was the one who said to me, "Take up your pallet and walk."' They asked you, 'Who is the man who said to you, "Take up your pallet and walk"?'" They're ready to tell him off. "But he who was healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had slipped away while there was a crowd in that place. Afterward, Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, 'Behold, you have become well. Do not sin any more, so that nothing worse may befall you.'" You see, many times people get sick or have physical problems, and it has nothing to do with sin in their lives. It just has to do with living in a fallen world, in fallen bodies. But in this case, there was sin in this man's life, and God was getting his attention. "The man went away and told the Jews that it was Jesus who had made him well. And for this reason, the Jews were persecuting Jesus, because he was doing these things on the Sabbath. But he answered, 'My Father is working until now, and I myself am working.' He was the Lord even of the Sabbath." Well, is God trying to get your attention in your life right now? Do you need to stop and turn to Jesus and acknowledge that you need his help? I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.